The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We rebuilt the military. We took care of everything. All that beautiful stuff, that brand new stuff. And you know who has it now? The Taliban. It wasn't supposed to happen. And now we see they're wearing our uniforms.
I know.
And they're flying our helicopters. It's a disgrace.
I actually think AOC is very good for the Republican Party. She's very good for conservatives. I think she shows people just how radical the left has become.
Now, from the relieffactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
So we've got Biden relying on the Taliban to let Americans leave Afghanistan. Man, what a disgrace. President Trump was right in his terrific conversation with Greg Gutfeld last night on Fox News. Moments ago, roughly 200 Afghan dual nationals, including about 30 Americans, have been granted permission to leave Afghanistan. The airport, the manifest for the Qatar Airways flight granted permission for these 211 individuals to leave from Kabul. This is going to have a lasting effect. This is going to leave a mark, as they say, on the Biden administration. No question about it. Great analysis by Rich Lowry over the lasting. Now we're really seeing the true Biden presidency. This is the real Biden presidency. Rich Lowry writes that Biden was always a fundamentally default president, elected in opposition to Donald Trump. Well, now he's lost his foil in Trump, who's still issuing harsh and thunderous press releases, but he isn't driving every news cycle like he did. So with the honeymoon gone for Biden and with Trump less of a factor, with economic conditions and the state of the virus not going well, Biden has been stripped down to a more natural level of support, and he has been bombing in the polls since June. Then he made his first major historic decision, and he completely botched it. Biden has tried to deflect responsibility for his exit from Afghanistan onto Trump and Trump's deal with the Taliban. Yet the decision to quit when Biden did, it's all on him. It's all on Biden. And as Rich Lowry accurately points out, President Biden hasn't shown a hint of doubt or regret. Leaving Americans behind in a foreign country after an enemy of the United States swept to power and chased us out with our tails between our legs is not likely to be forgotten. Maybe not next week in California. Maybe not in 2022, 2024, if ever. And that's a powerful image to remember. Leaving Americans behind in a foreign country after an enemy of the United States swept to power and chased us out with our tails between our legs should never be forgotten by Americans. Now, it's not, of course, just Biden. It's the nincompoops he surrounded himself with, like Tony Blinken. The baffled, perpetually perplexed Secretary of State. Listen to what he said about the Taliban. Now, let this sink in. The mighty United States of America, the superpower of the world, is counting on and relying on the terrorists in the Taliban to grant permission for Americans to leave.
As of now, the Taliban are not permitting the charter flights to depart. They claim that some of the passengers do not have the required documentation. While there are limits to what we can do without personnel on the ground, without an airport with normal security and procedures in place, we are working to do everything in our power to support those flights and to get them off the ground.
Of course, there's a lot on the Secretary of State's plate. He's very concerned. Is he concerned about Americans being held hostage in Afghanistan by the Taliban? No. Is he concerned about what China and Russia will be doing? Now there are reports that China is going to take over the Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. That'd be great, huh? Those are great options. Worried about that? No. Is he worried about the economic impact? What's he worried about? You know what Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State's concern is? I kid you not. A lack of diversity, not enough women in the Taliban government. Now, I know you think this is a comic, pretending to be the Secretary of State, because this is beyond satire. This is so crazy. I promise you, this is the actual Secretary of State yesterday, Tony Blinken.
Yesterday, the Taliban named a new interim government. We're assessing the announcement, but despite professing that a new government would be inclusive, the announced list of names consists exclusively of individuals who are members of the Taliban or their close associates, and no women. We're also concerned by the affiliations and track records of some of those individuals. We understand the Taliban has presented this as a caretaker cabinet. We will judge it and them by its actions.
Oh, will you judge them? Are you concerned? Are you going to write a letter? How are you going to send them an email? You're going to send them a sternly worded email? You've pulled out. You left the country. The reason there's no security on the ground is you withdrew them so you could have some big show and time it all out so that you could brag about leaving Afghanistan by September 11th. The truth is, as Rich Lowry puts it, welcome to Biden's reality. The heroic period of his presidency was always a mirage, and the effort to muddle through now begins in earnest. And they are muddling through. How bad is it? I heard a conversation this morning on Hugh Hewitt's radio show about deep concerns within the Beltway, Democrats included, about Biden's mental acumen, how out of it he is. The man's knocking on 80, and he is not a young 79, as evidenced by once again referring to being told where he's supposed to stand, where he's supposed to go, who he's supposed to call on. Somebody, he says, keeps telling him what he's supposed to do, which is hardly inspiring a lot of confidence. Check this out.
I'm sorry to go on so long, but I can't thank you enough for all you've done for the country and what you've done for me over my career. You've educated me, you've brought me along, and you've always been there. Now, I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room here. I'm gonna stop, but with your permission, I'm gonna walk into the room because I wanna say hello to you. Thank you.
Now, they were laughing at him. He wasn't laughing. I pray he was joking, but I don't think he was. I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room here. Close your eyes and picture Donald Trump saying that. I'm being told to stop and walk out of the room, so I will. Yeah. That's the kind of leadership we now are suffering through. We're suffering through this kind of commander-in-chief. Holy cow. Meanwhile, in California, it could all start next week. The pushback could happen. It's doubtful. It's hard. It's going to be really challenging for Larry Elder to win. It's going to be an uphill battle, but Donald Trump faced an uphill battle too, and he became our president. Could Larry Elder become the governor? Yesterday, in Venice, California, in a story that was barely noticed by the mainstream media, they didn't want to cover this, a young white woman wearing a monkey mask threw an egg at the head of Larry Elder, a black conservative radio talk show host who's leading in the Republican polls in California. Let me repeat that, because a lot of people don't even know it happened because the media won't cover it. ABC, CBS, if a black Democrat gubernatorial candidate had an egg thrown at their head by a white conservative or a Republican wearing a gorilla mask, that's all we'd hear about morning, noon, and night. That would be the big story of the week, the month, maybe the year. It would be a major news story. When Larry Elder, a black conservative gubernatorial candidate, is assaulted by some young white woman punk with a monkey mask on her face. Not a lot of media coverage. Who is she? Who is this woman? Was she charged with a hate crime? If you're wearing a monkey mask and you assault a black person very publicly with all the cameras rolling, don't you think that's a hate crime? Should there be an investigation? Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas had a pretty profound tweet about the Larry Elder incident yesterday. He writes that a black gubernatorial candidate can have eggs thrown at him by a white woman in a gorilla mask with zero condemnation or coverage tells you all you need to know about the left and their media allies. Everything is racist unless racism is targeted toward a Republican. Isn't he right? Is he right? 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. We have a line open for you. Let's put your voice front and center on this Thursday episode. 800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Left me alone. Said I'm waiting here.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Pretty incredible. It's like, I often use the phrase beyond satire, that a white woman wearing a monkey mask throws an egg at Larry Elder. The media doesn't really want to cover it. Mike disagrees with my reaction to the story. Hello, Mike.
Good day, Mr. Gallagher.
Good day. So you don't think it's racist for a woman in a monkey mask to throw an egg at a black man?
Inherently? Of course not. That's silly.
What's silly?
What if it was? I mean, she could have been wearing an Iron Man mask. She could have been wearing a donkey mask. I mean, I think that the mask is incidental.
So you're being a contrarian. You're just being a provocateur because you realize how absurd it sounds to say, well, it was just a mask. It happened to be a monkey mask, but it doesn't really matter. Why do you suppose she'd wear a monkey mask and throw an egg at, while throwing an egg and assaulting a black man, Mike?
Well, she probably didn't want to want anybody to know her identity, you know. But,
right.
I mean,
right. Why not a Ku Klux Klan hood? Because she could have wore that,
oh,
right?
Come on.
Maybe she had that in the
Mr.
closet.
Gallagher, Mike, come on, man. Really, dude? I mean, if we can determine that she's a member of some, you know, racially motivated group, she's a Klan member.
I want to get this straight. Obviously, you're on, I assume you're on the left. Is that fair to say? Are you a progressive, Mike?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Am I?
Now, you
I don't
progressive.
Know if I'm an aggressive leftist, but yeah.
Well, no, but you're on the left. You're left of center. Let's just say that. You sound like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You guys screech racism about everything. But now you want to pretend that a white woman wearing a monkey mask throwing an egg at a black man isn't racist? Are you kidding me?
Maybe she just doesn't like Larry Elder. I don't care for the dude.
Oh,
either,
I don't think she likes Larry Elder. I don't. There's no question about that. That's why she assaulted him while wearing a monkey mask. And I got a caller on the line pretending that's not racist. Tell me you're kidding.
I just don't believe it is, Mike.
Well,
I think that it's inflammatory.
I think you believe what you want to believe. And I suppose you would also push back on my narrative that you folks who are against voter ID laws are racist because you think blacks are too stupid to be able to figure out how to get a photo ID.
That's silly as well.
Oh, that's silly
that's
too.
Silly as well.
Are blacks incapable? Well, tell me what. I'm sure you're against voter ID laws, right?
No. No. Now, you know, let me be clear. I think that it's a good idea to shore up our voting system.
Good.
But the narrative that there have been all of these fraudulent things, our former president was saying that.
Right.
That,
well, that you've changed the subject. As long as you and I are in agreement on voter ID laws, we're good. Because most of the progressives that I hear, and I've had conversations with them, have flat out said, blacks just don't really, you know, they're not able, they don't have access to the DMV the way whites do, you know, and it's racist. Okay, Mike, I appreciate your call. I think you believe what you want to believe because it doesn't fit your narrative. Take it to the bank. A lot of people on your side, Mike, are racist. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Big crowds in stadiums, not clear who was required to be vaccinated. Recommendations for masks, but folks just weren't doing it. When you look at crowds like that, do you approve of that? Or is that just not smart?
No, I don't think it's smart. I think outdoors is always better than indoors. But even when you have such a congregate setting of people close together, first you should be vaccinated. And when you do have congregate settings, particularly indoors, you should be wearing a mask.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
You know, that exchange with that caller, Mike, is very important because that's the way the left rolls. That's what they do. You know, any criticism of a black Democrat and we conservatives are denounced as racist. If you dare to criticize a Barack Obama for 8 years, you are racist. You're not allowed to criticize anyone who's African American in the political arena. But you see a white woman wearing a literal monkey mask throwing an egg at a black gubernatorial candidate like Larry. Ah, come on, Mike. She just happened to find a monkey mask. That doesn't mean she's racist. This is the left. They don't even recognize how bigoted they are. They don't care about black conservatives. Their hatred for a black conservative like Larry Elder, or their disdain and indifference to black Americans who believe in voter ID laws. And I think they're both important because it's very telling about the left. Now, you know, black people are just a little dumber than we are. They can't get a photo ID. Don't, come on. There's no reason you got to produce an ID to vote. And now you got black women like Victory Boyd being fired from the NFL from singing the national anthem because she believes, based on her Christian principles and her Christian beliefs, that the vaccine is a bridge too far. She also talks about the history of black Americans and experimental treatments by the U.S. government. There is a deep resistance within the black community against the vaccine, but Victory Boyd gets fired from singing the Star Spangled Banner. I'm not watching tonight's Tampa Bay-Dallas game. I was ready, but that, once again, we're reminded of how woke these professional leagues are, and I'm not going to be a part of it. If you missed my interview with Victory Boyd, we'll have it posted on my podcast. Go to MikeOnline.com to subscribe. Get the Mike Gallagher podcast, the Backstage Pass with extensive long-form interviews that we do, the M&M Experience, my daily chat with Mark Davis. And Mark and I don't entirely agree on the Victory Boyd case because Mark's position is her request for a religious exemption doesn't pass the legal muster. There's no official church that precludes the vaccine. No, these are her religious beliefs. She believes that the Bible says her body's a temple and she doesn't want to take a vaccine. Shouldn't we respect her religious beliefs? Portions of our show are brought to you in part by Warner Brothers Pictures' Cry Macho. You heard about this great movie from legendary director Clint Eastwood? It's a story of being lost and found. Clint Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and a washed-up horse breeder. He takes a job to bring back a man's young son home from Mexico. This unlikely duo face an unexpectedly challenging journey. The only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Cry Macho. Aaron wants to react to Mike the caller saying, you don't know that because she has a monkey mask on, she's racist. Hey, Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Man, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. For years, society or racist people associated black people with monkeys. Even my culture, they call it, hey, my cousin is dating a chango. A chango means monkey, dude. If you can't see that between black and white, you are STUPID. And that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Gracias. 800-655-MIKE. By the way, I've got a watch on today. If you're watching the show on the stream, I'm very proud of myself. I got a gift last week from American Express, and it's a Tom Ford watch. I don't know how expensive it is, but if you're watching at MikeOnline.com, I want to show it to you. You know what's cool? It's made from ocean plastic. So I guess Tom Ford, the designer, has this watch. It's a little flimsy, but it's kind of cool. It's black with white letters. It says Tom Ford on it, and then below that, ocean plastic. And I got a letter from American Express saying, as a thank you, we want to give you this gift. For all that is because I spend too much money with American Express. And they gave me this watch, and it's made from ocean plastic. I read the letter. This is from recycled plastic found from the ocean, and they've made them and turned it into watches. Isn't that cool? I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part to save the planet. I'm wearing a free watch from Amex that's made from ocean plastic. Now, can somebody give me an award, please? I want somebody to salute and congratulate me. And all this means is I stupidly spend way too much money on that titanium card that I've had for a number of years. Dave Ramsey once mocked me for having my Amex black card. How stupid it is. And he's right, of course. He's such a smart guy with financial matters. And I think that, I mean, the stupid, but it's kind of cool to have it. Some people, you know, I don't know. But see, having that black card gets me a watch made from ocean plastic. Next thing you know, I'm going to buy an electric car. Sandy, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Sandy, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I'm good.
Good to hear it.
I want to say is, whether she had a mask on or not, isn't it just a racist act that she, a white woman, threw an egg at a black man? I don't understand what these people don't understand. It's insanity.
Well, they understand it. They know. You know what happened, Sandy? Honest to goodness, if the media covered this assault on Larry yesterday widely, as they would have covered an assault on a black Democrat, then Gavin Newsom continues to be in trouble. I don't know if Larry can win next week. It's going to take a lot of California Democrats to say enough with Gavin Newsom. Newsom is flailing. And the polls are showing that he's got a pretty good chance of holding on to his job. Here's what he said yesterday. He's actually warning people that if you don't step up, Larry Elder will be the next governor of the state of California.
Now, you know what happens if we don't vote no on this recall, though. I mean, this isn't even close. On the other side of this recall, if we're not successful in rejecting this recall, Larry Elder is going to be sworn in as your next governor. I want to sound like Obama saying, don't boo, vote.
He looks like the guy that stole your girlfriend in high school. That's Gavin Newsom. He's that guy. He really is. He's such a, these, some of these people are so unlikable. Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris. They're just unlikable people. Here's Candace Owens reacting last night on Fox News to this hateful, vile protest and assault on Larry Elder by the gorilla mask wearing white woman.
Yeah, I've seen this, and it's absolutely infuriating. I know Larry Elder. He's a friend. He's a mentor. He's on the board of the Blexit Foundation, which is my foundation. And let me say, tell you something right now. If this is on the other side, if a white woman wearing a monkey mask threw an egg at a black Democratic candidate, this would be wall-to-wall coverage. And actually, this might actually constitute a hate crime in Los Angeles. We need to find out exactly who this woman is. She needs to be arrested, and charges need to be brought, because this is absolutely criminal and disgusting, and it might be racist. I'm unsure why she was wearing the monkey mask. I have no idea why she was wearing it, but I'd like to see more information about that.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of nice text messages on MyPillow text line. Mike, thank you for being so brave and saving the planet. I am. I am single-handedly saving the planet by wearing my watch made from ocean plastic from Tom Ford. This is my way of saving the planet. I'm lowering my thermostat. I'm only using 3 squares of toilet paper. I'm just using a little few drips of water. It's a new me. This watch is turning me into a planet-saving environmentalist. I really do admit that I love the ocean and I hate seeing crap out there. Once in a while, I go out and get my boat. I get a little boat that I rent from the Freedom Boat Club in the Tampa Bay area, and I drive around on Tampa Bay and I see trash floating. I hate it. I hate it. So now I'm wearing a watch made from ocean plastic. I wonder if the lady who yelled at me at the elevator yesterday has any appreciation for my wearing my watch made from ocean plastic. I shared this earlier, but gotten a lot of reaction from it. I got on the elevator in my condo building yesterday. There was a guy in the elevator without a mask on. There was a little old lady with a mask on. The elevator door is open for me to get on, and she's wide-eyed. She looks at me. So I walk on the elevator. Well, that's it. She's had it. She's mad. There's two of you now without a mask. I'm getting off this elevator. Two people rude. She's screaming at me. So I decide to mix it up with her. I said, ma'am, I'm fully vaccinated. You don't have anything to worry about. I am too. You don't know what you're talking about. She's screaming at me as the doors are closing. So I scream back, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Which is not good. I shouldn't be yelling at a little old lady in my building. You know, I mean, I talked to Phil Boyce afterwards about some business, and I've told him about it. He said, wear the mask. How long are you on the elevator for? I said, about 20 seconds. He said, wear the mask. And I thought about it, and I really do follow a lot of advice from this. I mean, he's my mentor, smartest talk radio program in America, and a friend. I've known him for many years, he and his wife, Diana. And I thought about it, and I thought, Phil's right. I'm not giving in to the mob. I'm not, you know, succumbing to the craziness. I'm just going to prevent an elderly woman from having a meltdown. So I am. I always have the mask in my back pocket anyway. For that quick elevator ride in my building, I'm going to put the mask on. And I know people are mad at me for doing it, but you know, I don't even know this is left-right. This is a frightened elderly woman who can't even abide by somebody on an elevator with a mask off, with not having a mask. Even though our building has no mask policy, even though I'm vaccinated. And, you know, I'm just, forget it. I'm not going to, if I'm making her life more miserable or contributing to her anxiety, I don't feel very good about that. And if I can give her a little bit of comfort by putting the mask on for the few seconds that I'm going to be on the elevator with her, that's what I'm going to do. And that may not be what you would do, but hey, we all got to make choices in life, right? My body, my choice. No justice, no peace. Save the planet. Wear a watch made of ocean plastic. I need another vacation.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line. 1-800-655-MIKE. On and on. Poor old Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight. Saw his woman kiss another man's soul. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Holy cow. I just got a text from a listener on the MyPillow text line. They looked up this Tom Ford watch. This thing is $1,000. It feels like it's about to fall off my wrist. It's so flimsy. I've got a whole new respect. See what happens? Membership has its privileges. I'll bet Dave Ramsey doesn't have an ocean plastic Tom Ford watch. Now, I'll be eating cat food in about 20 years, and he'll be set for life, but I've got my Tom Ford ocean plastic watch on. And I'll know what time it is when I'm eating cat food. I always tell Joey Hudson, my business manager, my only worry is will I have brand name cat food since I've gone through all my money during my working years, or will I have to eat generic? And Joey never hesitates. Oh, it'll be generic. you won't be able to afford Purina. At least I'll hold on to my MyPillow products. Portions of our show brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and people are fighting for Mike all the time. Mike's fighting for, of course, election integrity. As a result, they've canceled MyPillow out of the big box stores, but MyPillow hasn't been canceled, not as long as people keep supporting MyPillow like you have. The pillow that started it all, the MyPillow Premium, normally $69.98. When you enter the promo code MikeG, you're going to pay just $29.98. Or the Giza Dream Sheets. These are the softest, most luxurious sheets you'll find anywhere. The sale of the year, just for a limited time now. Don't miss out on this. 50% off these Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $49.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. The My Slippers, the most comfortable heavenly slippers you'll ever put on your feet, made from the same patented fill as the pillow itself. These My Slippers are out of this world. available as slip-on or moccasin, men's or ladies. You'll save 50% off the regular price with the promo code MikeG. When you go to MyPillow.com, be sure to click on the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. There's a square there with my picture on it with Mike. Click on that box, and with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, as we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Here's Cheryl, who heard my exchange with Mike over the woman in the monkey mask who threw the egg at Larry Elder. Hey, Cheryl, I hear that that call reminds you about as to why you're a Republican.
I detest these people so much. I honestly do. Let me speak directly to that young man, this young white progressive who just thinks it's so funny and so ridiculous that you would call that woman racist. Let me tell you something, young man. How dare you presume to tell me or anyone else how a black person should feel about someone in a monkey mask throwing an egg at them? This just, but the fact that he is a progressive, just all it reminds me of why I'm a Republican, why I will never, ever vote for a Democrat ever in my life, because these people have no respect for blacks. They see us as nothing but numbers. They see us as nothing but pawns. We are one big demographic that is supposed to march blindly to the polls for them. But when it comes to actual issues, they care nothing about black people. And I wish every black voter would understand that.
Well, your words are powerful and they resonate, Cheryl, as and I appreciate you very much. As Dan Crenshaw tweeted, the fact that a black gubernatorial candidate can have eggs thrown at him by a white woman in a gorilla mask with zero condemnation or coverage tells you all you need to know about the left and their media allies. Everything is racist unless racism is targeted toward a Republican. That's a smart tweet. That's a profound tweet. It's as profound as your call, Cheryl. And to me, even more important than this hateful racist act is the zero condemnation or coverage from the left and their media allies. May God smile on California and put Larry Elder in office next week. Keep praying. Thanks for joining us. I hope you keep it here all day long for news, opinion, passion. I hope you have a terrific Thursday. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. And great job again to the team, to Derek and Tracy and Yuri and Eric and Sean. Thanks, guys. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.